I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Auditorium welcomes The Color Purple, the musical, for performances Monday and Tuesday evening. There's a pre-show talk, by the way, on Tuesday evening at 6:30, just down the street in Woodburn Hall. Our guest is the actor who plays Sally, and that's Maria Little. Tell us a little bit about how you got the gig.
Yeah, so I was doing The Wiz this summer in Virginia, and my agent sent me an audition notice for the show. And I sent in a tape since I was so far away from New York and I couldn't get there in time. I sent in a tape and I heard back the next day that they wanted to bring me in for a work session when I returned back up to New York. And so a few weeks later, I did the work session. I got a 45-minute session with the creative team and the casting team. And then the next day, when I was on my way to another audition for a different show, I got a call from my agent, and he told me that I got the job. And then I didn't have to go to the next audition.
Now, you're playing Sally, who's the protagonist and narrator of The Color Purple, a poor, uneducated black woman with a sad personal history who survived a stepfather who raped her and steals her babies, and an abusive husband. But as an adult, things get a little better for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we travel through 40 years of her life. She starts off as 14 and she ends the show at 54. And throughout that journey, she meets these two incredible women, Shug Avery and Sophia. And through them, she learns the importance of strength, courage, intimacy in a very positive way, which is something that she's never experienced, and just kind of how to be true to herself and how to, you know, speak up for herself. All of those things she realizes that she's always had inside of her.
Tell us a little bit about Shug Avery.
Shug Avery, she's Mister's old girlfriend. He brings her back into the house. While she's staying there, Celie has to tend to her, to all her needs and whatnot, showing her this intimacy that she's never had before. Intimate experience with Shug that's actually colored the way that she's looked at love, and she falls in love with who Shug is, what Shug stands for, and how she treats Celie as, you know, a human, which is contrary to how she's been treated her whole life. So
she has a sad personal history, but at the same time, there's a good deal of joy in the music in this show.
Oh yeah. We've got a couple of different styles of music. We've got some gospel, we've got some R&B, we've got some jazz, we've got everything. And it's really fun because you never really know what to expect. You know, the opening number is this like rousing gospel, upbeat number, and then we immediately go into this like lullaby that Celie sings to her child, her newborn child. And then when Shug Avery comes around, we've got a bit of this jazz going on. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot of different styles, and they all sound really, really great.
At the beginning of the book, your character actually is writing letters to God, and at the end, writing letters to nature and to all the things around her. It's kind of a wonderful transformation.
Yeah, absolutely. I really think, overall, Celie's eyes, and this is almost verbatim the lyrics of the song, her eyes are open by the end of the song. You know, she, her journey, her religious journey, it gets a little tainted, it gets a little you know, dark, because she feels like everything is being taken away from her. But when everything comes full circle at the end, I don't want to ruin the story for anyone who might be listening, but things turn out to be a lot better by the end of the show. And now her eyes are open to everything that's around her. And it's just a really, really beautiful experience. And I just really consider myself lucky to be telling this story.
Learning that there's a happy ending is not necessarily a disappointment to an audience, I think, in Bloomington. We've been talking with Maria Little, who plays Celie in the production of The Color Purple, the musical that comes to the IU Auditorium on Monday and Tuesday. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.